Our High Calling. Unmoved in a Shaken World. December 14th. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Psalm 16, verse 8. We are living in an age of peril, when ungodliness is common. Even professed Christians do not believe their Bibles. The truth of the Word of God is too plain and pointed for them. Anti-Christian ideas, customs, and practices prevail, and they are even construed to be Christian. But that which is of most value, that which God esteems most highly, is treated with contempt. Well may the God-fearing inquire, what shall the end of these things be? Love for Christ and love for one another is fast dying out of the hearts of men. Wickedness prevails on every hand, for Satan has come down having great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. He is a persevering, diligent, untiring worker. And if ever there was a time when men needed the presence of Christ at their right hand, it is now. We need the captain of our salvation continually by our side. There is, and will continue to be, agitation all around us, for the kingdoms of the world will not be at rest. Never was there a time when the temptation to deny Christ in spirit and in deportment was stronger. And this temptation will increase in power as we near the end. Strong and overpowering temptations will come upon men. False doctrines and fables will be presented as Bible truth for men's acceptance. And if it were possible, they will deceive the very elect. But is it a time for our love to grow cold when iniquity abounds? Is this a time to be at ease? Is this the time to separate from God, our counselor? The end of all things is at hand. The day of God is hastening on apace. The world is full of crime and anguish and sorrow. There are calamities by land and by sea. Storm and tempest make it unsafe for us to be separated from God for one single moment. Only those who live by faith in this probationary life will be able to stand in the day of test, when everything that can be shaken will be shaken, but they shall dwell in safety and be unmoved.